The flyers of the 80s were kind of like the posters of the 60s, done by people in the scene for very little money, and they both essentially served as an invitation for like-minded people to gather for an event. I guess you could say that in this pre-internet era, the flyers were, for lack of a better comparison, the MySpace of the 80s.
I was interested in punk rock, and I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where there was just not a lot of punk rock to be found. There were really only two ways to get a record. Either a band came through town and they were selling records out of the back of their van, or you read about something to Maximum Rock and Roll, and you sent an envelope with a money order to somewhere, and maybe 2 months later you got a record back. I was talking to a younger guy, somebody in their 20s, about punk rock, and I basically told that same story, and he completely with a straight face said, "Well, why didn't you look for it on the internet?"